This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The American Diabetes Association has launched a public awareness campaign in Dallas County to battle an ongoing high rate of type 2 diabetes. Billboards across the county are urging people to take a free, brief online test to determine their risk for the disease. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked with Dr. Luigi Meneghini, head of the Global Diabetes Program at Parkland Hospital.
Anywhere between 10 to 12% of individuals who are residents of Dallas County have diabetes.
And why is the rate so high in Dallas County?
I think that there are counties within the state that have an even higher rate than Dallas County because of their composition. You go to the border counties and the rates there are substantially higher than what we see in Dallas County. But in Dallas County, and especially within the Parkland population, we have a predominance of Latinos and people of color.
Why does that make a difference?
There's a slightly different genetic predisposition specifically to type 2 diabetes. For example, Latinos or person of color have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes than Caucasians. Mm-hmm. Caucasians tend to have a higher risk of type 1 diabetes than the other two groups.
It was about 4 years ago when you were here and we talked about the high rate of type 2 diabetes. You were launching a program, I think, called Diabetes Insight to reduce the risk of the disease. Did it help much?
Yes. At the time, we were looking at insulin starts. But with Diabetes Insight, which is a program from the American Diabetes Association, we have, over the past couple of years, been creating processes to identify individuals who might be at risk for diabetes or prediabetes, and putting them into a pre-diabetes database that we can then use to do research, intervene with lifestyle modifications, dietary interventions, refer them to community programs that have a nationally certified diabetes prevention program, and so forth.
Now, you come up with an online risk assessment test to deal with this.
Yes.
Took it myself just to see what this was like. Took less than a minute, really. I scored 5 out of 10.
Okay, so you're right there in the middle, aren't you?
In the middle. I got 3 of those points for being 50 or older.
Mm-hmm. If you look at that, when individuals tend to be most likely to develop type 2 diabetes, it's in the band between 50 and 65 years of age.
1 point for being a man.
Higher risk of type 2 diabetes compared to females.
No family history of diabetes, so 0 points there.
That's good.
No high blood pressure, so 0 points. Physically active I am, so 0 points there. Another question has to do with BMI or body mass index, your height versus your weight. And according to the test, I'm above normal, so 1 point. Although, for what it's worth, I lost 35 pounds in the past year.
And that is huge, because when you look at individuals who have prediabetes, the most effective way of preventing progression to full-blown type 2 diabetes is exactly what you did, weight loss. The weight loss you're going to lose by reducing calories. The physical activity improves your body's ability to use insulin. It makes your body more insulin sensitive, and that's huge, because if you're predisposed to developing diabetes, it kind of means that your body at a certain point is not going to be able to make as much insulin as it did when you were younger.
So if you get a high score, you said I'm in the middle with 5 out of 10, but if you get a high score on this test, what happens then?
Well, it does not mean that you have diabetes. It just means that you have a higher risk of it. And the best thing to do at that point is to get tested. And getting tested means random blood tests where they'll check a value called an A1C test, a glycated hemoglobin. And that can give us an idea of whether you're in the normal range, whether you're in the pre-diabetes range, or whether you have already developed type 2 diabetes. Diabetes doesn't really give you any symptoms, pre-diabetes even less so. And not knowing that you have the condition doesn't give you the opportunity of actually doing something to prevent the consequences, the long-term consequences of diabetes.
Dr. Meneghini, thank you for being with me.
Sam, it's always a pleasure.